In this bulletin, Queensland borders to reopen on the 13th of December. Senior Liberals advocate for Gladys Berejiklian to enter federal politics. And in sport, an injury setback for Collingwood's Scott Pendlebury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos. Queensland will reopen its borders to travellers from hotspot areas at 1 a.m. on Monday the 13th of December. The state's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state is to reach the 80% double vaccination target sometime this week.
So, fully vaccinated travellers from interstate hotspots can arrive by road or air, and the Commissioner will go through in a little bit more detail. We do expect it to be very busy, and we do want to make sure that we are processing as well. There's a lot of people who've been caravanning and who are, you know, right at the edge of the border there. They've been there for some time. We really want to get them through smoothly as well. So we'll be speaking with them. Now, you must have a negative COVID test in the previous 72 hours.
Senior Liberals are openly advocating for former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian to run for the federal seat of Warringah at next year's election. Speculation is increasing that Ms Berejiklian will put her hand up for Liberal priest election to run against Zali Steggall in the Northern Sydney electorate after the Independent won it off former Prime Minister Tony Abbott in 2019. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has dismissed concerns Ms Berejiklian would be tainted by an investigation from the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption over whether she breached public trust. Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says it doesn't matter who the candidate for Warringah is, as the Morrison government's policies are turning traditional Liberal voters off them.
They don't stand up with business. They don't stand for action on climate. They stand against a National Anti-Corruption Commission. That's why it's likely more seats, not less seats, will reject them in their former heartland at the coming election.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging state and territory leaders to stick to their reopening plans in the wake of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Mr Morrison says Australia is expected to hit the 90% double vaccination rate in people aged 16 years and over later this week. He also says given the protection afforded by vaccines, jurisdictions should stand firm on their border strategies.
Ultimately, these are decisions for premiers at the end of the day on public health of that nature. All I know is, of course, that the Doherty scientific analysis that was done showed very clearly that once you get past 80%, then it is a real game changer once you hit that. And we've seen that in New South Wales, we've seen it in Victoria, we've seen it in the ACT. These states living confidently with the virus.
A new report says asylum seekers and refugees transferred to Australia under the now repealed Medivac legislation have been waiting more than 2 years to receive medical treatment for multiple chronic and serious health conditions. The research published by the Public Interest Advocacy Centre finds the federal government has not provided members of the Medivac cohort with timely or adequate health care, with indefinite detention causing their health to deteriorate further. It draws upon evidence uncovered through the organisation's casework with 13 Medivac asylum seekers suffering from a suite of mental health issues, dental problems, heart conditions, knee issues, hemorrhoids, and gastric and urological conditions. The report calls for the government to prioritise and expedite treatment for the Medivac cohort through the public health system, as well as immediately releasing them into the community. Cleo Smith's alleged abductor has made a brief court appearance after having spent more than a month in a maximum security remand prison in Perth. Terence Darrell Kelly is accused of taking the four-year-old from her family's tent at the remote Blowholes campsite in Western Australia in October. The 36-year-old faced a magistrate in Carnarvon via video link from Casuarina Prison this morning, charged with multiple offences, including forcibly taking a child under 16. He is alleged to have acted alone, is yet to enter a plea to his charges, and will next face court in January. New resources are being released by Australia's peak national disability rights and advocacy organisation to help women with a disability who are dealing with sexual assault and abuse. Accessibility is the focus of the new Easy Road videos, images and text, which are also hoped to cater to those who use English as a second language. The new resources include information about how to identify different types of abuse and sexual assault, as well as how to report it to the police. People with Disability Australia Violence Prevention Project Manager Freya Higgins says these resources will help to address gaps in the delivery of sexual, domestic and family violence services and information.
These resources have come out of, you know, a lot of research that we've done that shows that there's no easy read information, and that also workers in the violence and abuse sector have not historically had resources or necessarily been trained.
Listeners seeking sexual assault information or support can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. To sport and in the AFL, Collingwood's Scott Pendlebury will be sidelined from training until next year, with the star player to undergo surgery after fracturing his leg. The 33-year-old suffered a knock to his lower left leg at training on Friday morning, with subsequent scans revealing a hairline fracture. The blow occurred near the site of the leg injury that caused him to miss the final four rounds of last AFL season. The club says Pendlebury will have a plate put in his leg within the next 36 hours to ensure he's ready to return to training in January. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Sunny in Perth with a top of 37 degrees. Showers in Melbourne, Hobart, Canberra, Newcastle and Sydney. There are also showers with a possible storm in Cairns and Darwin. Partly cloudy conditions with a top of 21 in Adelaide. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.